The McKinleyville Panthers have taken control of the race for the Big 5 Championship in boys basketball after escaping Fortuna with a hard-fought win this week. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Panthers in just a moment as we break down all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school boys and girls basketball, why it was another big week for two of the local college teams, and why it's been a good winter for one local high school girls wrestling team. But first up, the McKinleyville Panthers won a tough battle in boys basketball at Fortuna on Tuesday, rallying in the second half for a 53-52 win. The victory followed wins over Eureka and Del Norte last week, as the Panthers improved to 3-0 in the Big 5 and 12-6 overall. The Panthers are the highest ranked Big 5 team in the North Coast section, coming in at number 40 this week out of 160 teams. With Tuesday's loss, the Fortuna boys dropped to 0-2 in conference and 6-13 overall. Also in the Big 5 this week, the Eureka Loggers rallied late for a 56-54 win over Del Norte on the way to their first conference win. In a game that featured multiple big swings, the Loggers started fast and led by as many as 9 points in the second quarter, but the Warriors would respond with a 15-0 run to close out the half and then held the Loggers scoreless for the opening 4 minutes of the third quarter on the way to opening up a 14-point lead. However, with their backs to the wall and their championship hopes on the line, the Eureka boys rallied late, closing out the game on a 30-14 run to take the victory. With the win, the Loggers improved to 1-1 in the Big 5 and 10-8 overall, while Del Norte dropped to 1-2 and 14-6. The Arcata boys had a bye in conference play earlier this week after a big 71-53 win over Fortuna late last week. Senior guard Luke Lemke exploded for 51 points in that win, with one of the most dominating performances we've seen here on the North Coast in some time. Arcata, which ended a 5-game losing streak with the victory, is now 1-1 in the Big 5 and 7-12 overall. In the Little 4, meanwhile, the St. Bernard's boys got their conference schedule off to a winning start late last week, winning 71-50 at Ferndale. The SB boys followed that with a 60-48 non-conference win at Trinity on Saturday, stretching their winning streak to 12 straight games and improving to 14-1 overall. The Crusaders, who have not lost a game since early December, are the highest-ranked local boys team in the NCS, coming in at number 19 this week. The Ferndale boys would respond to their conference opening loss with a 59-47 win over Fortuna in non-conference action on Saturday, improving to 3-6. Also in the Little 4 last week, the Hoopa boys travelled to Miranda to play South Fork and won 62-60, improving to 9-8 overall, while the Cubs dropped to 8-9. In local girls high school basketball, it was a good week for the Eureka Loggers. The Eureka girls, who have not lost since before Christmas, moved into a tie with Arcata atop the Big 5 standings with a dominating 52-24 win at Del Norte on Wednesday. The Loggers, who also won non-conference road games at University Prep and Shasta over the weekend, are now 2-0 in the Big 5 and 13-4 overall, while Del Norte dropped to 1-2 and 8-7. Also in the Big 5 on Wednesday, the Fortuna girls got a much-needed win in an entertaining and competitive showdown at McKinleyville. The Huskies, who were soundly beaten by Arcata 64-34 in their Big 4 opener late last week, closed out Wednesday's game strong, breaking a late tie to win 56-47. With the victory, the Fortuna girls improved to 1-1 in conference and 14-4 overall, while the McKinleyville girls dropped to 0-3 and 10-8. The Arcata girls, who are 2-0 in the Big 5 and 9-3 in the season, had a midweek bye in conference play. In the Little 4, St. Bernard's and Hoopa both began conference play with big wins over the weekend. The Crusaders, who are the defending Little 4 champs, defeated Ferndale 55-45 on Friday night and followed that with a 54-50 non-conference win at Trinity on Saturday. The win over Trinity stretched St. Bernard's winning streak to 5 straight as the team improved to 12-4. With Friday's loss, the Ferndale girls dropped to 0-1 in the Little 4 and 11-7 overall. The Hoopa girls hosted South Fork in their conference opener and won 46-8, improving to 7-11 on the season. The Cubs, however, would respond with back-to-back wins this week to go to 3-12 on the year. South Fork got the better of Potter Valley 37-28 on Tuesday, day and defeated Anderson Valley 34-29 the following day. The local girls' teams will be back in action on Friday night. In the Big Five, McKinleyville plays at Arcata and Fortuna travels to Eureka, while in the Little Four, South Fork plays at St. Bernard's and Hoopa travels to Ferndale. In local college basketball, meanwhile, it was a busy weekend for the North Coast teams. The Cal Poly Humboldt women edged San Francisco State 63-62 late last week and followed that with a 93-68 win over Cal State East Bay on Saturday. With the two wins, the Jacks improved to 8-0 in conference and 10-4 overall and remained in a three-way tie with Chico State and Cal Poly Pomona for the lead in the conference standings. The Cal Poly Humboldt men were also in action and split their two games, defeating San Francisco State 90-83 and falling to Cal State East Bay 95-53. The Jacks are now 5-3 in conference and 7-7 overall and tied for third in the conference standings. Both Humboldt teams will play at Chico State on Saturday afternoon. Both College of the Redwoods teams were also in action over the weekend and hosted Butte College in a Golden Valley Conference doubleheader on Saturday. The CR women got the action started and lost 73-56, dropping to 1-1 in conference play and 9-9 overall. But the Redwoods men cruised to an 84-64 win. With the victory, Redwoods improved to 2-0 in the GVC and 13-7 overall. Both CR teams will continue conference play on Saturday when they host Syracuse, with the women tipping off at 1 p.m. and the men following at 3. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, it's been a good season so far for the Fortuna girls wrestling team. Over the weekend, the Huskies made the short trip to Eureka to compete in the Loggers North Coast Classic and placed first. The Fortuna girls showcased their team depth, with six of their wrestlers placing in the top four in their weight divisions. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.